From Dazeem, Haydar Aliyev Center is the ultimate expression of parametricism's seamless fluidity. Our parametricism series launches with a look at the Haydar Aliyev Center in Baku, Azerbaijan. Designed by Zaha Hadid, the project was described by the architect as the closest thing to translating her theoretical visions into a built reality. Completed by Zaha Hadid Architects in 2012, the 57,000 square meter center contains a 1,000 seat auditorium alongside exhibition and conference spaces, all enveloped by a flowing roof designed to appear as a seamless extension of the surrounding plaza. The Haydar Aliyev Center's futuristic form saw it become a poster project for the emergent style of parametricism, coined in 2008 by Patrick Schumacher, then a partner and today principal at Zaha Hadid Architects. It represented an era in which Hadid's rapidly growing studio cast off its reputation for unbuildable designs, with increasingly complex forms made possible through parametric software and, in this instance, the big budgets of oil and gas-rich Azerbaijan. When the center became the first architectural project to be named Design of the Year by London's Design Museum in 2014, the jury described it as the pinnacle moment in Hadid's career, with juror Piers Gough calling it as pure and sexy as Marilyn's blown skirt. In her acceptance speech, Hadid said, "It was always my dream to design and build the theoretical project, and that was the closest thing to achieving that." Zaha Hadid Architects was awarded the Haydar Aliyev Center project in 2007, following an international competition organized by the Azerbaijani government, which formed part of an extensive construction boom in Baku driven by the country's oil and gas revenues. The center sits alongside Haydar Aliyev Avenue, between Baku's city center and Haydar Aliyev Airport, all named after the Soviet party boss and subsequent president of the post-Soviet Republic until 2003. Besides its auditorium, the initial program of the Haydar Aliyev Center was relatively vague, with its value lying not in its function, but in its role as a symbol of a modern, progressive Azerbaijan under the leadership of Haydar's son and current president Ilham Aliyev. It was this message that the center's fluid design sought to underscore, with Safet Kaya Bekiroglu, a former associate at Zaha Hadid Architects who led on the project, describing it as an attempt to soften Baku's Soviet-era urbanism. When you look at Soviet-era architecture in Azerbaijan, it's more like monumental, internalized authoritarian buildings, he told Dazeem in a 2014 interview. We wanted to use this building as an opportunity to soften it up and totally depart from that. There's a fluidity in that region that always existed. If you look at the region's architecture and its art, calligraphy, carpets, he continued. They have floral patterns and all this ornamentation that runs from the flooring to the walls and to the dome. So we wanted to that in a contemporary way. The resulting approach was to make it seem as though the site itself had been lifted, curved, and folded into an undulating form, where the boundaries between floor, wall, ceiling, and roof were all blurred. Facing those entering the city from Haydar Aliyev Airport to the northeast, the center presents a fully glazed facade that rises to an eight-story peak. To the southwest, its form ripples downwards towards a large, zigzagging plaza with concrete steps and planters, into which the grid of its tiled roof blends. This was a meeting point between Hadid's interest in the planes and lines of a site, visible from her first major project, the Vitra Fire Station, and the more fluid, parametric style that would define the studio's later and ongoing work. Indeed, the pursuit of a homogeneous, fluid surface aligned perfectly with Schumacher's definition of parametricism's aesthetic, which he described as possessing a seamless fluidity, akin to natural systems. To realize this ambitious form, Zaha Hadid Architects worked with engineers AK2 to develop a structure that used both concrete and a steel space frame, allowing for the creation of vast, column-free spaces. Steel trusses are positioned at 9-meter centers across the building's length and given individual curving geometries to create the center's changing form at the time of construction, resembling a giant, twisting roller coaster. This framework was clad in a combination of glass fiber-reinforced concrete, GFRC, panels for the lower sections, and lighter, glass fiber-reinforced polyester, GFRP, panels for the roof sections. The seams between these panels were designed to follow and emphasize the flowing curves of the center's form, with numerous modeling studies carried out to configure their arrangement. Depending on their position in the building, each of these cladding panels had either a single, double, or triple curvature, and each was molded and fitted with a microchip to ensure it was positioned correctly. Narrow strips of lighting running from the floors up to the ceiling emphasized the seamless nature of the center's interiors, while in the main auditorium, the center's clean white aesthetic is contrasted by a warm lining of curved timber panels. While the building's formal and structural achievements were lauded when it opened, it soon became the subject of criticism due to the studio's collaboration with a regime responsible for human rights abuses, with a backlash taking place after it was awarded Design of the Year. Critics pointed to a Human Rights Watch report that detailed how former residents of the center's site and the sites of many other boom-era projects in Baku had been forcefully evicted by having their homes bulldozed or their electricity, gas, and water cut off. They also pointed to wider human rights abuses by the country, including election rigging and the torture of prisoners, and concerns over the working conditions of construction workers in the region. Defending the prize, director Dejan Sucic said that it was about architecture rather than politics, with a statement from the institution saying, "There is no doubt that Zaha Hadid is a hugely talented architect, and this is what the Design of the Year Award recognizes." Despite the building's clearly political role from the outset, a stance of political indifference is something that Schumacher himself had made central to parametricism's ethos, writing in 2014 that architecture has no capacity to resolve political controversy, parametricism. This article is part of our series on parametricism, the theory of architecture developed by Zaha Hadid architects, Principal Patrick Schumacher, that lays claim to becoming the 21st century's defining style. The post, "Heydar Aliyev Center is the ultimate expression of parametricism's seamless fluidity," appeared first on Dezine.